News. I'm Jackie Quinn. A political assassination in Ecuador, a candidate running for president, Fernando Villavicencio, has been shot and killed after a rally. Witness video showed that he was shot as he was getting into a vehicle. The FBI says it thwarted a potential plot against President Biden. A Utah man posted a threat online. Our Ed Donahue reports.
Special agents were trying to serve a warrant at the home of Craig Robertson in Provo, outside Salt Lake City. Sources tell the AP Robertson was armed at the time of the shooting. Court documents show on Monday, Robertson posted online he heard President Biden was coming to Utah and said he was planning to dig out a camouflage suit and clean the dust off his M24 sniper rifle.
President Biden wraps up his three-day tour Thursday in Utah. He touted his manufacturing initiatives at a wind farm in New Mexico. The president also signed an executive order limiting U.S. business investments in Chinese technology. Our Lisa Dwyer reports it's said to be a national security concern.
It will block and regulate high-tech U.S.-based investments going towards China. It covers advanced computer chips, microelectronics, quantum information technologies, and artificial intelligence.
Hawaii's under a state of emergency as a series of wildfires rage through the island of Maui. At least six people have been killed and homes and businesses were destroyed. Hard hit is a tourism district in Lahaina. K.L. Douglas is visiting from Boston.
It's just scary to see a big wildfire just kind of coming your way. And it's not something I ever experienced before.
Emergency shelters have been opened. An American mother and daughter kidnapped from the grounds of a Haitian charity where the mother's a nurse have been set free after 2 weeks. The Philadelphia Phillies' new pitcher just gave the team a no-hitter. This is AP News. A Friday court hearing for former President Trump.
After Donald Trump's campaign rally Tuesday, he made a social media post attacking U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. Trump's lawyers have argued the protective order is too broad and would restrict his First Amendment rights of free speech, something Trump echoed on stage.
I will talk about it. I will. They're not taking away my First Amendment right.
Trump faces conspiracy and obstruction charges in the first case that seeks to hold the Republican former president criminally responsible for his efforts to cling to power after he lost to Democrat Joe Biden. Trump denies any wrongdoing. I'm Julie Walker.
With thousands of migrants still arriving in New York City, Mayor Eric Adams is appealing to the federal government to help. The city is projecting costs to house and care for the migrants will exceed $12 billion by the end of next year. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.